Today we're going to build a riser in Ableton Live 12 that sounds gritty, dark, and full of tension, but without eating up all your headroom before the drop lands. And that's a huge deal in jungle and old school DNB, because the whole genre is about contrast. You want the build up to feel like it's charging the room, but you do not want it fighting your kick, snare, sub, or break. If the riser gets too loud, too bright, or too wide, the drop loses impact. So the goal here is not just make it exciting. The goal is make it exciting and controlled. Let's start simple. Pick a riser source that fits DNB. A noise sample, a reversed cymbal, a short atmospheric texture, a bit of vinyl crackle, tape hiss, or even a chopped break tail can all work really well. For jungle and old school vibes, noise-based or texture-based sources usually feel more authentic than a big polished synth sweep. They sit more like atmosphere, which makes them easier to control. If your source is already loud or very bright, turn it down first. That's your first headroom move. Don't wait until later. Put a utility on the track if you need to trim the level before any processing. A good starting point is to keep the riser comfortably below zero, with lots of room to breathe. You want the sound to be strong, but not hot. Now let's clean up the low end. Add EQ8 and high pass the riser so it's not stealing weight from the sub and bass. A range somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz is a good starting point, depending on the source. If the riser has some nice body and you want to keep a little darkness, you can start lower. But if the mix is getting muddy, be more aggressive. In drum and bass, low-end space is precious. If the riser fills up the low mids, the drop will feel smaller. And that brings us to the fun part. Color. Add saturator after the EQ and use it to give the riser attitude. This is where you can make it feel warmer, dirtier, more tape-like, or a little more aggressive. Start with just a few dB of drive, maybe around 2 to 6 dB. Keep soft clip on if you want safer peaks. That way you can add character without accidentally making the signal louder than it needs to be. That's a really important beginner habit. Saturation should add tone first, and loudness second, if at all. If the riser starts sounding too clean, nudge the drive up a little. If it gets fizzy or harsh, back off and use filtering to create movement instead of just pushing more gain. For old school jungle, a subtle saturator can give you that sampler-ish, slightly worn edge. For darker modern DNB, a bit more drive can make the riser feel nastier, as long as you keep the output trimmed. Now we need motion. Put auto filter after the saturator. Start with a low pass filter and automate the cutoff so the sound opens over time. Begin dark, then gradually brighten it over 1, 2, or 4 bars depending on how long your build is. A shorter sweep gives you a quick hit of tension. A longer sweep feels more dramatic and atmospheric. In jungle, a slower, more suspenseful opening often works beautifully. In more energetic rollers or switch-ups, a tighter build can work better. Try not to open the filter too early. A common beginner mistake is making the riser bright right from the start. Once it starts bright, there's nowhere left to go. So save the most intense brightness for the last beat or half beat before the drop. That late rise creates way more payoff. You can also add a little resonance, but keep it under control. Just enough to give the sweep some character, not so much that it whistles or peaks too hard. We're shaping tension, not creating a runaway laser beam. Next, let's add some stereo movement, but keep it subtle. A little auto pan can make the riser feel wider and more alive, but in DNB you have to respect the center lane. The kick, snare, sub, and bass need that space. So if you use auto pan, keep the amount modest. You want motion in the top and atmosphere, not a giant smeary mess across the whole stereo field. If the riser has low mid content, keep that more centered. Reverb can help too, but again, use it like seasoning. A short or medium decay with a low dry slash wet setting can add space and make the riser feel bigger without washing out the pre-drop. If you want that old school jungle feel, a slightly grainy, shorter space often works better than a huge shiny reverb tail. And if you use echo instead, keep it filtered and subtle. The point is to create a tail that supports the transition, not one that dominates it. This is also where headroom can quietly disappear, so watch out. Reverb and delay can feel soft, but they add hidden energy. If the pre-drop starts to feel crowded, reduce the tail instead of just turning the whole track down. At the end of the chain, use utility again to trim the final output. This is the mastering-minded part of the process. You've already added color, so now you make sure the result is actually controlled. If needed, pull the output down a few dB so the riser sounds exciting but never threatens the master. Think of it this way: color first, loudness last. Now place the riser in the arrangement with intention. A riser should support something. Maybe it leads into a drum fill and then a hard drop. Maybe it helps a two-bar roller switch feel more dramatic. Maybe it builds pressure into a jungle reload. Whatever the case, don't let it become the main event. It should make the drop hit harder, not compete with it. A really useful trick is to loop the whole pre-drop section with the drums, bass, and other effects playing. Don't judge the riser in solo only. A riser can sound perfectly safe on its own and still crowd the mix once everything else comes in. So always listen in context. That's where you'll hear whether it's actually helping the arrangement. Here's a simple beginner chain you can remember: utility, EQ 8, saturator, auto filter, then reverb or echo if you need space, and another utility at the end if you want final level control. That chain gives you a clean workflow: trim, clean, color, move, space, and then control the output. And if you want to push it a little further, try making two versions from the same source. One version can be darker and grittier for an old-school jungle drop, with more break texture and a shorter, dirtier space. Another version can be smoother and tighter for a dark roller, with a later filter opening and less stereo width. Same source, different vibe. That's how you start building a library of custom, transition sounds that feel like your own style. One last thing. If the buildup feels weak, do not rush to make it louder. Simplify first. Too many layers can blur the tension. Often, a cleaner riser with the right filtering and the right timing will hit harder than a huge complicated one. In DNB, perceived energy matters more than raw peak level. A noisy rising texture with movement can feel much bigger than a static sound that's simply turned up. So the big takeaway is this: make your riser dark at the start, brighten it over time. Add saturation for character, cut the low end, keep the stereo movement controlled, and trim the output so the drop still has room to slam. If your riser makes the drop feel bigger, heavier, and more intentional, you've nailed it. Now your challenge is to build one two-bar riser using only Ableton's stock devices. Make it fit a jungle or old-school DNB drop. Keep it below the main drop level, high-pass it so it stays out of the sub, and make sure it starts darker than it ends. Then compare the pre-drop with and without the riser. That a slash beat test will teach you a lot, fast. That's the move. Controlled tension, clean headroom, and a drop that lands with real impact.